In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
A visitor to our Christmas bazaar this year noticed that we were having a nativity play. "Is it religious?" she asked. Well, one reads these days that a lot of places have all sorts of plays at Christmas, some of which have more to do with Star Wars or whatever the latest, or even My Famous Namesake. But no, it really was to do with the story of Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and all the rest of them. Because all I could think to answer her was, well, it is a church. And so, is it religious, the Christmas story? Or is it an excuse for little girls to be angels and little boys to dress up as shepherds with a large dose of feel-good factor thrown in? The word religion comes from a Latin verb which means to tie together, that is, to make sense of something. We've just heard that wonderful passage from St. John's Gospel, which talks about in the beginning was the Word. And word here means to give an account, a rational explanation. Religion then tells stories to make sense of things. And that is no less true of the Christmas story, the greatest tale of all. It is a human tale with chaos and muddle, with the possibility of disaster looming, an unmarried couple far from home, and she heavily pregnant. Nowhere to stay and not much sympathy either. In fact, downright hostility from some. How could people make such a mess of their lives? And what was the government thinking, sending these people all over the place? Bureaucracy gone mad? Or was there some other more sinister purpose? Who knows? It is, though, a compelling story, because so much of life is there. So many of the problems we face at one time or another are mirrored there. We can feel adrift, up against a brick wall, pitched into a situation where we can't see a way out, something that doesn't seem to make any sense to us. And add to the fact that it's midwinter, a season when for most of the time we are literally in the dark. But it is also God's story, and things that have fallen apart can be tied together again. There is a sensible account to be made of all this uncontrollable, chaotic situation and the potential disaster that's looming there, as if the pieces are put together differently. The journey to our hometown, which Mary and Joseph undertook, a journey to our roots, to what makes us who we are, a time for reflection and rediscovery. The stable, away from the noise and bustle of the crowded inn, a place to step aside from the rat race and to discover treasures to be found in unexpected places, things of true and lasting value, a place to put things in perspective and come to know ourselves in a new way. To know ourselves better, even. The baby, whose very weakness and helplessness calls forth so many good feelings and intentions in us, even in people who might not be so well disposed to what has been going on. a time to re-examine our prejudices and know them for what they are, a time to discover goodness where we did not expect to find it. And so our story and God's story begin to overlap and to knit together. His story now takes on the messiness and precariousness of human existence, and our story takes on a new dimension, being knitted together in a bigger picture, and we begin to see sense. Amen.